this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness. One who knows nothing can understand.
Everybody, and welcome to the Answer Report podcast live. It's live, ladies and gentlemen, episode number 17 of season 2. I just realized that is in Jason's face. Why is that like that? That's weird. Anyway, this is episode number 17, okay? The longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast. I'm Mike, and with me as always is my brother Jason, and we're live here on twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros. Mike here, Jason here. Before we got started in the Dark Road stuff, I just wanted to show off the proofs I got for winning the KH3 randomizer race.
They're juiced.
They're really cool. If you guys would like some of your own, you can either win a tournament like I did.
Unlikely.
Or you can go to on Twitter at the Mushroom13, who donated these to the tournament to the winner, and they're really cool and sick. They're like straight up like pins that you would get at like Disney World or whatever, but they're the three proofs, and they are fucking awesome. You can get your own. He also makes the coins that are the proof coins from KH2. So you guys can get those as well. So they're really, 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 really cool. But I wanted to show you guys that before we got started into Dark Road business. Hold on. My phone's being stupid. Okay, I don't want you guys to see that. Hold on. Oh, no.
What are you doing,
oh,
Mike?
No. Oh, no. Hold
oh,
on.
Oh, no. I'm accidentally pulling up my browser history. Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, oh. Anyway. Yes, thank you, SB, for putting the link in the chat. Appreciate it. Anyway, guys. I know we just did like a full intro. For the full record, we just beat Dark Road live on stream.
Like 5 minutes ago.
So we're going to talk about it real quick. I wasn't planning on starting the show with this, but I got a lot of thoughts in my head that I want to get out.
Yes.
And so before we get into that, I think it is time, you guys, for you to rise.
For your national anthem.
For your national anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
Brand new phone game, Mr. Nomura. Download BlueStacks and grind on your computer. Make some new friends, they all have big keys. They'll all be dead by the time we reach chapter 3.
Dark Road, take me home to the place.
Shoutouts to our good friend Chain of Fire, for making that cinematic for us and putting it on his Azure Allegro YouTube channel.
Yes.
What a great little FMV for us. Appreciate it, Chaney. You're the man. Let's first and foremost.
Okay, so like non-spoilers, right?
Let's talk non-spoilers. So
overall, non-spoilers.
Jason, what did you think of our experience with Dark Road today?
Dude, I really liked it. I honestly really liked it. And if it was not delayed and this happened, I would have probably absolutely hated Dark Road in the drip-fed normal way it was probably going to come out.
Right.
Especially, like, if how they did the scaling, power scaling, like, you were going to have to grind for so long. And, like, the fact that people were, like, paying money for it and stuff, like, it just, I think how it is just way better. Just being able to get the story, no BS, and, yeah, I actually really enjoyed the story. I felt like the production quality was pretty good. And the writing was good.
I thought the writing was really good.
Yeah, like, the only person I would say didn't really feel like they really had a personality, like they were kind of bland, was Hermod.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
Like, of the main cast, right?
Yes.
He was definitely the weakest, but I think the rest of them were good. I like them a lot. I feel like the pacing was pretty good, too. Like, it did a good job of not too much Disney, and then, like, getting you into, like, you know, what you're really there for. But even the Disney stuff, I thought they did pretty cool. Like, yeah. They were pretty cute.
Yeah, it was cute stuff. There was nothing that I was like, wow, this is a waste of time necessarily.
Right,
because it was all pretty short and succinct, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing
overstayed its welcome.
Right. I did like pretty much everything about it, honestly. And I think if it, like you said, if it would have stayed on the same path it was on before they decided to do this, I think we would have hated it, right?
Probably.
I don't think it would have went well. But this is, you know, to me, it's best case scenario for what this was, because it was never going to be this game that knocked us out or anything with like how cool the gameplay is. But
especially if you compare it to like Union Cross or something, which I feel like is more
Union Cross had a little more depth for sure.
Yeah.
But Union Cross also had this long period of time where we were just getting drip fed story. And I think that, this is a much, I'm a big fan of binging like shows on Netflix. I don't
Me
like
too.
When I got to wait every week to watch the next episode. I tend to wait until it's all out. And so,
yeah,
this fits perfectly within what I wanted. I don't know. I really liked it. It did seem like the story seems a little rushed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they had to, I think they probably would have extended and we would have gotten to know some of the other newer characters a little better before their fate happened to them. But other than that, you know, I thought it was I think it's a very cool, and unlike Union Cross, you can go in and start it from the beginning and play it. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember who came into the chat was saying it took a really long time to go from nothing to being able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, it's just something you can kind of just leave AFK grinding. But yeah.
Yeah.
The game, we literally, on like two fights, Mike like unpaused the auto to like tap to refill it and then redid the auto. Like he, if you did any type of grinding when it first came out, you didn't have to do anything.
Right.
Like you just kind of got through the story. And I think that that's perfect.
For sure.
The gameplay itself sucks.
Yeah.
The worst part of Dark Road is all of the systems, not the story. I think the story was pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Anything else we want to say before we dive into spoilers?
I think I would give it like out of 10.
Oh, you want to rate it?
I'd say like maybe like a 6 or a 7, you know? 5 is average, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 or a 7. Slightly above what I was expecting, especially for a mobile game. But not anything absolutely crazy, right? There were still some of those KH moments, you know, where you're like, oh, shit! But those were kind of few and far between.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the fun we had was just like voice acting the characters
for
and stuff on stream, and the writing being good, it definitely helped that as well. I think if the writing was bad, it would have been a snooze fest.
I also
props where props are due.
I also want to say, if you could tilt that up a little bit, like that.
Mike, really, just touching my mic. Dude,
I also
want to
say,
never touch another man's mic.
Sometimes you got to, you know. I do want to say, I really love the way we decided to do this. I think it was fun.
Yeah.
It makes it more engaging with, like, everybody in the chat and everything, and just being able to do, like, stupid fucking voices when funny things happen. Because
if you go into Dark Road trying to take it 100% seriously, you'll be disappointed. We went into it, you know, having fun. There's some good, like, serious plot points in it, but, like, in general, if you take it too seriously, you might be disappointed.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
I really liked it.
What I was going to say is that I think it's a good, and we'll talk about, like, what exactly happened, but I think it's a good kind of like stepping stone to whatever's coming next, right? Because I feel like Union Cross's ending, while it had some things, it almost, none of it really connected to, like, present day.
Yeah.
You still
had way more questions than answers.
This, I feel like it answered some of those questions, and the questions that aren't answered are like, okay, we're going to find out in Missing Link or in Cage 4.
Yeah.
Right? And I enjoy that part of it. Anyway, let's get into spoilers. Let's do it. I'm ready. First of all, in the first shocker that isn't really a shocker, but, you know, when we saw Braggy originally, we said, you know, wouldn't that be funny if that was just also, you know, because his name's Braggy, if that was Lose You Again?
Yeah.
And then it's fucking Lose You Again.
Yeah.
It
wasn't really a huge plot twist, right? But it's just like, oh, okay. So, you know, the joke everybody said at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I agree, Zethus. I think it was meant to be so obvious that you doubt it, right? But
yeah,
there's
yeah.
no way Nomura's named this guy Braggy and then he's Brag when he's Zigbar and he's Lose You, right? But here we are. And, you know, they give a compelling reason as to why he would switch out of that body, right?
Because
he's supposed to be dead.
Right. Like, that's kind of what they... Okay, yeah, time to swap bodies. I mean, honestly, he couldn't have been in that body for super long. Like, that's the other thing that is, like, a major question mark is, like, is he, like, possessing them? Does it, like, kill them? Or, like, are they witnessing everything that he's doing? Like,
right.
When he unpossesses them, are they just back? Like, when he swaps bodies again, are they dead? Or like,
I don't think it's meant to be. You're not meant to think about it that hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's got to be a body between Braggy and Zigbar. Well, that's Brag. Well, technically, Zigbar is Brag, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I guess the end of Missing Link, we're going to find out what fucking body.
One more, baby. One more Lose You reveal, baby. Somebody in Radiant Garden, or somebody who ends up in Radiant Garden, I guess.
Well, wait, don't they imply it's Brain, though?
Maybe.
So you're telling me this man was like, Missing Link is before Dark Road. Oh, true. So then
it would be Brain.
Yeah, Brain is before Braggy, yeah.
So
but this man was Brain, then Braggy, then Brag. Yeah.
Ain't no way, bro.
Come on, bro. And then Zigbar.
Lose You, Brain, Braggy, Brag, Zigbar. And then we'll see. Well, somebody's in between that, yeah.
Yeah, Xehanort's also a blue blood, though, and I've barely seen anybody talk about it. Yeah, they mentioned that he has Ephemer's blood in him.
Yeah.
Which is not something I don't think has been spoken about. Or
and
why.
A dark-haired lady that looks kind of like my mom.
Well, that was Skuld.
Yeah. So,
is Skuld his mom?
Does Skuld have kids who then have, you know what I mean?
Skuld and Ephemer have kids?
But, like, that would just completely break the idea that Skuld is Subject X, because Subject X would have just gotten thrown to present day, essentially.
That's true.
Like,
that's
BBS
true.
Time.
So, anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. The other reveal was that Xehanort was, in fact, not the player character.
That people were theorizing,
That people were theorizing, but the old person...
Yeah.
The old person that was there... is the player character, and they've had multiple lives.
Right.
And somehow Xehanort has the memories of, are they Ephemer's memories that he knows those people? Well, no, because he describes Ephemer as a curly-haired.
It's the player character's memories that he sees in his dreams.
Why does Xehanort have that in his dreams?
Because he's supposed to be
an empath.
He's supposed to be a child of destiny, but apparently it's something that not is just inherent to him or Sora. Like, basically, I think the idea is that Baldur is like what would happen if like Sora wasn't a good guy, right?
Mm.
Like he can.
Well, not necessarily if Sora wasn't a good guy, but if Sora let his heart fall to darkness in the same way. Because Baldur.
Well, I mean, good guy in like that, like good versus evil. Not right. That he. Yeah.
Baldur was a good guy until his sister died.
Yeah.
And then he started to. Yeah, I was going to bring that up later, Mark. We don't know why Xehanort's bald.
No, the idea was that he says that it's just to show his resolve, right? Like, that's literally it.
So the scene with him talking to the magic mirror where he goes, I showed my resolve. That's what no mirror meant?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't think that... I mean, you said this before. You're kind of trolling because you're like, I don't think it's literally how he becomes bald. It's just that how he becomes the person that we now know
is
bald.
He didn't mean how he becomes bald.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what Nomura actually meant. But so those are the two big reveals at the end. We find out that, you know, all these key kids were killed by darkness, which is Baldur.
Yeah.
There's But the community memed it. It must be true. That's true, Damo. That's true. Shout-outs to Damo, who is a legend and was up all night streaming this game. Probably the first person to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were the second, so that counts for something, right?
Yeah, we're totally second.
Yeah, totally second. So there's some... there's a scene with Vanitas, Jason.
Mm.
That's pretty interesting. And... kind of unnecessary to the main plot, right?
Yeah.
But it's just to kind of tell people, hey, Vanitas is one of the darknesses.
It's just to confirm it.
People were questioning that.
Well, I think it's also supposed to retroactively make you think, like, that Xehanort isn't as bad of a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. He kind of shuts Vanitas down a little bit. But he does, like, kind of threaten him.
Yeah, he's just like, yo, I'll fucking kill you.
Right, that's kind of child abuse.
I mean, he's a primordial darkness, so.
As a child. A teenage child.
I think that's the thing that, like, draws the biggest question mark to me if we're going, like, super nerd emoji for a second, right?
Okay.
So, the idea is that he is one of the primordial darknesses that he is, like, that's the one that killed Strelitzia. Oh, probably, right?
Right.
It's like Ventus was possessed, and then he gets sent, and then, you know, Xehanort, being an empath, senses that he has a ton of darkness in him, releases the darkness,
mm-hmm.
right? Not like how he released the darkness with Baldur, but like actually releasing the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But then the idea would be that he's not supposed to have a form. It's supposed to be formless. So why the fuck does it have a form?
That's true.
So. Like, and then, like, people talk about, like, how, okay, like, the reason that he looks like Sora is because...
Ventus found safe harbor in Sora's heart.
Yeah, and so then, KH is child abuse, true. I did just watch, like, 12 kids die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, someone needs to lock up Odin. Where the hell is Odin, dude?
Yeah, so, to me, the Odin stuff... implying that Odin is Yen Sid? Because that's what I got from it.
I mean, maybe.
They did everything except say, yeah, he's going to go hang out in a tower. You know? Like, that's literally the only thing they didn't say.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to go to a cozy world.
A mysterious tower, even.
Yeah. Yen Sid is timeless, dude.
Yeah.
But Yen Sid is a Disney... Okay. Egg egg. Beards can be different styles, dude.
I don't think it really matters either way. The only thing that would really imply is that, you know, whatever body Odin, or whatever body, so I'm assuming, like, Brig taught Odin, right? Like, if Brig is in it, I would expect to see young Odin in Missing Link, right? If it's literally
you
just
mean,
that.
You mean,
so Brain meaning lose you.
Right. You so said like, Brig.
Sorry. Yeah. Same fucking thing. So I'd assume to see Zigbar, like, then bequeath the Keyblade to either, like, Odin or somebody else there, I guess. Like, if there's somebody in between. I don't know how many years it's supposed to be.
Right.
But that would just kind of imply that, like, Odin is also implicit in, like, having the Master of Masters know everything, too. Because yeah. He's got the Keyblade. He has the no-name Keyblade.
Yeah, but Egg, Egg says, I'm pretty sure Yensid says he trained alongside Xehanort and Nerkus. Yeah, but, like, where was he then, Egg? Hmm? Where was he? He wasn't in this game.
He was one of the younglings.
There's a lot of, I was thinking this while we were playing, but there's a lot of, like, it's very similar to, like, Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
And I think it's because you have this order where they're teaching them sword fighting, and there's like an ancient society of it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But it just really felt there was, you know, when Baldur is going around and attacking people and stuff, it's like this is like Revenge of the Sith, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, BBS was similar. Sean's right. He likes that story of.
Yeah, this really is the second time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's literally what happens in Star Wars, like, a bunch of times. It's just, like, a cycle.
Right. Yeah, it's true. That's all Star Wars really is. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, story-wise, we talked about the big reveals, but I do like the story, the contained part of it overall as well. Like
you're saying the individual Disney's...
No. Because, like, we're talking about, okay, they reveal that Luzhu's this guy, and...
Oh, you're, like, talking about just the Dark Road story.
I'm talking about the Dark Road story. I do actually like the contained story as well.
Yeah.
Or the story as it pertains to Xehanort and his development as a person. I don't think we have the full story, obviously. But I think it's probably all the story we're going to get on it. You know what I mean? Because Xehanort's not going to show up in Missing Link. He sounds like he's going to show up... later now, because that whole conversation about him having 14 lives seemed like it was hinting at something, like, we're not done with Xehanort yet.
Yeah.
And, but he's not maybe the focal point of the story anymore as far as a bad guy goes.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say. I thought it was funny how they threw us for a loop, because first he says 12, and then he goes, no, 13. And it's like, okay, all right, I get it. And he goes, actually, 14.
And you're like, what?
In my personal opinion, Xehanort's going to be in Cage 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young Xehanort is definitely.
Xehanort's going to be in Cage 4. I don't even think young Xehanort. I think Xehanort.
You think Master Xehanort?
I think Master Xehanort is going to be in Cage 4. Hmm. I don't think he's going to be incredibly important. But in the same way, we didn't expect him in Melody of Memory, and there he was, or the Kairi's, like, version of him, you know?
Yeah.
Find a heart's joint to yours.
Yeah, so there was a Q&A interview that Nomura did that is... the translations I saw before we went live today weren't very good, so I didn't really want to talk about it until next week when we get maybe a better translation on it.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody that translated it. I just... It was very Google Translate-y.
Yeah,
so we're definitely going to cover that next week on the Not Live podcast. Yeah, I don't think it's been, like, fully translated other than someone put their phone up to it and said, here you go, you know. Like, it was spelling Xehanort with a Z.
What?
Yeah, it was definitely some Google Translate shit. So, but yeah, Dark Road, it's finally, we're finally free. We're finally free of Dark Road, Jason.
It's true.
Can you imagine? What do we talk about now? What do we make fun of every week now?
We make fun of the fact that we don't have anything, so then we just talk about Dark Road for a
second. Here's the thing. It's time to make fun of Missing Link.
It's missing. Where is it?
Missing Link.
Donald
can't
check.
Find
where
it.
Is
can't
it?
Can't find it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Is there anything else you want to talk about with Dark Road? I'm sure we'll have more thoughts next week once we've had time to really, like,
digest.
We literally just
we haven't like even looked at anything yet.
Right.
Like,
so, but we just wanted to get our original or our immediate thoughts out there. I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. I'm excited for the future Kingdom Hearts. I have been. It's not like Dark Road changed that for me, but
yeah.
What do you guys think of the false prophecy thing?
Like the false light?
Oh, where everybody thinks that Xehanort is this figure and it seems like Sora's going to be. Yeah, I mean, that's clear that's what's happening, where they're thinking that it's Xehanort and it ends up being Sora, right? But
it's not actually Sora, it's Yozora.
But the thing is, like, part of the destiny, part of the prophecy is that someone has to oppose him in that, right? And so technically, while Xehanort is not the child of destiny, he played a big part in that prophecy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's cool. Where can I listen to Dark Road is on the way? You can listen to that episode of the podcast. It's on there. And all I will say is please look forward to something soon, Smile. That's what I will say.
Laughs.
Ha ha. Thank you, Mr. Nomir. All right, Jay. I think since we're done talking about Dark Road for this week, I think we got to listen to the song one more time.
One last
Everybody,
time.
Rise again, please, for your national anthem.
Brand new phone game. Mr. Nomura, download BlueStacks and grind on your computer. Make some new friends, they all have big keys. They'll all be dead by the time we reach chapter 3. Dark Road, take me home to the place where I belong. Xehanort Mama, take me home, Dark Road.
It's too beautiful.
Thank you. That will definitely be the last time we ever listen to that song.
Definitely.
Definitely the last time. If you don't sing along, you're not a true fan. Hashtag gatekeeped. True.
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 Get gatekept.
So before we take a quick break and go to the question of the week, I have another thing I wanted to shout out this week from our good friend of the show.
Yes.
Dr. Water Kingdom Hearts, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Water's at it again. He has made another mod for Kingdom Hearts. And I don't know if you guys remember back in the Melody of Memory era. It was a dark time. But the Melody of Memory era, one of our biggest gripes, besides the fact that they never released DLC for it,
right,
was that it was very hard to play with your friends.
Yes.
And so Dr. Water KH, you know, said, you know what? I can fix that.
He put his hands together and then, like, two damn weeks.
That.
He said, let me fix it, baby.
So, therefore, Water has released a mod for Melody Memory on PC called Melody Memory Final Mix. Okay? And we're going to watch, like, the first, like, 2 minute, or no, I'm sorry, the video's only 2 minutes. We're going to watch, like, the first, like, 30 seconds of this video because he lays out what the features are.
Because then he goes into how to install it and, like...
Right. And so we're gonna watch that real quick and then we'll talk about it. So, yeah, here we go.
Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory Final Mix. The main feature of this mod allows anyone to match with their friend regardless of ranking or random matching with someone else. That's not all though. With Melon Loader, patching Melody of Memory has become easier than ever, allowing for other mods I developed such as performer notes damaging you, removing timing indicators, and a few more. This pair with the rechart tool I've made makes for endless DLC track creation as well. You can find out more in the GitHub repositories if you want to make custom mods or custom tracks. Link below.
You guys can't hear me. It teaches you how to install it. So go check out that video, you guys, because it's a good video.
Link in chat there.
Go check it out.
Yes.
If you have Melody Memory on PC, or if you're thinking about getting Melody Memory on PC, this is the thing.
It's the way to do it.
This is the way to do it.
To play Melody
the
of
way
Memory
to play
on PC.
Melody of Memory on PC. And I helped Water test it a little bit because, you know, I'm here to help whenever I can. And it's so easy. Like,
even Mike can do it, guys.
Even I can do it, and the mod is so easy. You just have to put each, like, give each other the same, like, score or whatever, and then boom, you guys are together. You're playing Melody of Memory. It's possible that they're, you know, now tournaments are a thing. We can have Melody of Memory tournaments and properly match each other up, where that was not
impossible,
something
yeah.
we could do in the past. And I just want to thank WaterKH for all his service.
Yeah, dude.
The guy's insane. We love him. There he is.
He's fixing Kahan.
He's fixing the things that they don't want to fix, you know? He's just doing it. Why am I stupid? Oh, here we go. Okay.
I don't know what you're even looking for.
So, WaterKH, shout out to Water, the greatest of all time, the GOAT, if you will.
True.
We love you, Water, and we're not just saying that because we love you, but because you are actually juiced.
Dude. Right.
So we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, I have one more segment for you guys here on the Answer Report Podcast Live!
Another?
And the question of the week. So...
Oh.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Snap? You know,
we'll be right back.
What a juiced theme, dude.
Honestly.
For no reason.
Welcome back to the Ansem Report Podcast! That was Chickslam's theme you were just listening to. Thank you to Afroroxus for that. And also, we're going to hear from Afroroxus a little bit later with something that happens every episode, if you guys were sure. But before we get to that, I have a new segment, Jason.
Hey, yo.
And this segment is called... Way to go, Kingdom Hearts fans.
Way to go.
Way to go, Kingdom Hearts fans. That's the name of the segment, okay? Oh, why didn't it? Oh, that doesn't look good.
Hello?
Hello. There we go. Okay. Even the best laid plans, you know? So, here we have a promotional poster. For Disney's D23. Jason, have you seen this poster?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. So.
That's a kingdom key.
There is a kingdom key on this poster. I'm going to make it real big so you guys can see it.
That is the kingdom key.
You see it right here? There's the kingdom key right there above Mickey Mouse's right ear. Okay. So here's the thing. There's a lot of things on this poster, right? There's. Spaceships from Star Wars and Marvel and Winnie the Pooh and Baby Grogu, and there's a dragon right there.
Like
that's
Spider-Man.
Indiana Jones and Spider-Man. You know, there's all kinds of stuff on the Monsters Inc. There's, you know,
excuse me.
There's all kind. It's a really cool poster. Captain America's shield. There's a donut for the Simpsons, right? And then on this little area right here, there is the Kingdom Key. Okay? Which, on its own, that's very cool. I just realized Jason's covered right now. On its own, it's very cool. Because it's, you know, Disney doesn't always give Kingdom Hearts the recognition that it deserves, right?
True.
I think we'd all agree with that. However, here's the problem, and probably the reason why they don't do this very often, is because this Kingdom Key was found, and then you know what happened. You know what happened.
What?
Oh, this means that at D23 they're gonna announce Kingdom Hearts 4, and they're gonna. Oh, did you know? Did you know that they're gonna do that, guys? They're gonna announce Kingdom Hearts 4 at D23 because why else would they put a Kingdom Key on there? Oh, it's gonna happen, guys! I know it.
Winnie the Pooh also at D23.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh, new movie,
confirmed.
Grogu.
I mean, that's actually confirmed.
Yeah, I mean, that should be there. You guys, Kingdom Hearts fans, way to go, Kingdom Hearts fans. The fact that there's a Tron weapon alongside the Kingdom Key proves it's just a poster and doesn't mean anything.
True. There is the discus or whatever right next to it.
Yeah. So my thing is, this is just like a bunch
new
of different
Dumbo movie.
A bunch of someone they hired an artist to put a bunch of different cool things together just to be like, hey, this is Disney, right? It does not mean Kingdom Hearts is gonna be there, guys. Like, I'm sorry, but you guys are making a
stop
mountain.
Stop hurting yourself, dude.
Making a mountain out of a molehill here. Like, look, that Mickey's in black and white. Does that mean Steamboat Willie's making a return?
There's damn Oswald on
Oswald
there.
Oswald ain't coming back. Tron. What's this monkey doing? What's a monkey doing?
Who is that?
Right. Who's that monkey? Okay. So, yeah.
Well, you see, everything that is above this pixel is confirmed while showing that everything to the right of that pixel is in the past. Just like Nomura did.
If you draw
in the Kingdom Hearts 3 ending.
If you draw pupils on Mickey looking at the Kingdom Key, he's actually looking at the Kingdom Key. And so
that's crazy, bro.
That to me indicates that he actually is indicating to us that the Kingdom Key will be at D23. Also, Spider-Man, if you trace the web up the castle and then take a right angle, it will interact with the Kingdom Key. Confirming Marvel for Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah.
Also, Grogu is parallel with the Kingdom Key. And as you know, Grogu loves Kingdom Keys. Therefore, he will be in Kingdom Hearts 4.
He might actually be in Kingdom Hearts 4.
That'd be kind of tight, actually. But,
he might actually be in Kingdom Hearts 4.
Okay, if any of the shit I just said in a fucking shitty Yoda voice comes true, it is not because of this poster. The person that made this poster doesn't have, like, inside fucking info. Like,
right.
It's not like
they're
no Mira made
of
this
these
poster.
Things. Yeah.
What's the other sword supposed to be? That's a good question, Water Cage. Let's zoom in on it. I don't know what that is. It's some, like, snake sword or something.
I don't even know.
Is it from Mulan? Is there a sword in Mulan like that?
Is it, like... Oh, is that, like, Shan Yu's sword?
Shan Yu? I don't know. It's Khan's sword. Oh, there's Stitch. Stitch is on the same tower
but
as the
pink.
Kingdom Key. But
indicating
that he has been in every Kingdom Hearts game except for Kingdom Hearts 1. Therefore, the Kingdom Hearts 1 remake will be at D23 along with Simpsons Hit and Run full remake. Sean who? Anyway, Miss Weinrib says, gonna be honest, I would never assume future announcements were being hinted at in this poster. And that's how you know Miss Weinrib has not been a Kingdom Hearts fan for a long time.
That's true.
Because if she was a longtime Kingdom Hearts fan, she would be on Twitter going, yeah, it's like, where's Waldo? It's like, hey, look for the fun shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, it doesn't...
That's what it's supposed to be.
I'm just saying, Kingdom Hearts fans being a little weird about it.
Truly.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it is time for the... Fuck, I mistimed it. We're going to do that again.
Question of
Thank you to Aphoroxis for that juice stinger that I fucked up because it's live. That's the magic of being live, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That's the magic of being live. You do things like that. I also don't have music for this week's question of the week. If you're listening to it later, you'll hear music, but live, there's no music, so it's going to be a bit awkward, you guys.
A bit scuffed.
It's going to be a bit awkward, but that's okay. Unless you guys want me to play Layer Cake over and over and over, I can do that. All right, so this week's question of the week comes from Cheese and Quackers.
Yo, shout out to Cheese and Quackers.
And they ask, it's not really a Kingdom Hearts question, but what is your favorite episode of the Ansem Report podcast and why?
This first answer.
So the first answer is from Yonsong, who says, the one where Mike sat on his balls, smilers. Wow.
When was that?
I don't remember that. I believe it.
Yeah.
Anybody know what episode
that was?
Probably
when Mike was wearing a onesie.
Ooh, Miss Weinrip getting her answer in the chat. Episode 69, of course. It's a good one.
Who knew?
Pokemon Trainer Jay says, the final one. Any without Bioroxis or Water KH on them. Okay, non-troll answer now. I liked the Kingdom Hearts Union Cross Eulogy 120 and, of course, the 100th episode. Thank you, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Yonsong, I want to know what episode it is. I want to revisit it.
The Union Cross one was 120? That was so many episodes ago, bro. What the heck? It's been that long?
I know.
It's been that long?
So Billy the Kid did another
audio file. This is live.
This is live.
This is live, live.
I don't know if it's gonna... Okay, I just gotta mute that and it'll play. So Billy the Kid says, my favorite episode of the Ansem Report podcast is from March 12, 2021, episode 108, simply because it is the origin point. And I'm not sure what this clip is. I gotta be honest. We're live on Twitch. This is very dangerous.
This is extremely dangerous.
Mommy. Okay. But this one though.
No, we're not explaining it.
But this one though.
We're not explaining
it. No, we're not. But this one though. Aqua Mommy.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I got a different one.
Okay.
Aqua.
Mommy.
Oh, my God. Aqua. Mommy. Wow. What a.
My God, that was over a year ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like a year and a half ago. This is making me feel very old, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you know what?
Goodness.
I wasn't going to do this, but Yonsong got me the exact mark when I sat on my balls, so we're gonna look it up right now.
He found it. Yep. How did you find it so fast? What?
He knew.
What the hell, Yonsong? No, there's no way you found it that fast. You knew which one it was, and you were acting like you didn't know.
Now, leaving. Fuck off.
Leaving.
Fuck off.
How did I get my shit so deep?
Oh, you sat on my ball sack.
Give it to me one more time, bro.
What I need, dude.
Dude, it might be. We'll see. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. We will see you next week. Hit him with it, Jason.
Hello?
May your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now
leaving.
Fuck off.
Leaving.
Fuck off.
Oh, you sat on my ball sack. No way, dude.
This is just me laughing for a whole solid minute.
Oh, my God. It hurt. Very badly. I'm like Gandalf walking into the mines. And I'm like, I have no memory of
this. Right. I feel like I remember it.
Back to it began.
You were in one of your onesie shorts, I think.
I'm sure I was. That's very loud. Sorry, guys. Yeah, what a way to end a podcast. Okay. Back to the question of the week. Stucat says, I don't remember what episode this is, but the one where in the Union Cross update, there's a Dick Keyblade.
Okay. Maybe I got some new Keyblade or upgraded my Keyblade. I was like, this just looks like a dick. Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds like something you would say. Emma Luna says, the cutscene tier list because I agreed with almost everything, and it was funny seeing people in chat during the live stream getting upset.
That's true.
When you would put their favorite cutscenes in a low tier. Does my reasoning for this make me an asshole? No, because
no.
I loved that podcast.
Yes.
And I loved
that was the point.
I was feeding on the fact that people were getting angry when I put fucking blank points.
Yeah.
Like a D tier or something. That was beautiful podcast. I loved
it was
that.
True.
Well, and what was really beautiful about it is it's like that was during March Caprice, the second time, I think.
Yeah.
And so people are coming and visiting us on stream for the first time, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we don't care. We're just like laying into their favorite cutscenes, and they probably never came back.
Yeah, probably.
I'm okay with that.
Maybe said something on Reddit or something later.
Yeah.
I hate fake fans.
Elk says, the Sean interview, I can't fucking believe my stupid fucking bit was real.
That's true.
Elk's
it became real.
Elk pushed for Sean to be on.
Yeah.
That's true. That was
a
good
Sean
episode.
Believer.
Sean's
for a
guess.
Long time. That was like a year-long bit, at least.
Yeah. Sean himself says, the episode where Jason was on.
Mm.
I don't know what you
true.
Mean. Oh, do you mean the one where he said huge anus?
Yeah, probably. That's probably where he... I got,
that was definitely Jason.
I got.
Yeah. Shark says, so every podcast... Thank you, Shark. Thank you.
God bless, Shark.
Mark Creation Studio says, it honestly might be two episodes ago when you guys were forced to introduce each other every time you spoke, XD. People really liked that for some reason.
Well, and then I don't know if people were adding to the joke or what, but people were saying like, oh, it's hilarious. You guys are saying the wrong names to fuck with people. And it's like, no, we weren't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like, we said that like once.
Mike here. That is true. Famous for Nothing said, Famous for Nothing here, formerly known as Super Saiyan Sora. The 100th episode, of course. My friend never heard of the Ansem Report podcast besides me talking about it. He gave it a shot for the first time on the 100th episode. He was amazed at the small but supportive community you guys have made in such a short time. How can you not agree? It's incredible to hear Dark Road Take Me Home from everyone singing together. This podcast episode is legendary. Future favorite episode is the one with Famous for Nothing podcast. Although I might have trouble figuring out which is Mike or Jason.
Ah, damn.
Got us. Sean is always a good boy, Miss Weinrib.
It's true.
Frank Verg says, 100th episode really felt the community come together for that one. Great laughs and some happy tears. Dark Road fan mix is also a bop.
That's
true. I was talking to Jason about this. Anytime I can fit the Dark Road song on an episode, I do it because you guys just fucking...
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing.
That's me!
Here's the thing about the Dark Road song. since we're talking about this shit, I'll go into some detail about the Dark Road song. So I, the original Dark Road song was just a stupid bit.
Yeah.
Where it just was like, oh, country roads, dark roads, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's a layup.
We wrote the one verse and then the chorus. And then for the 100th episode, I said, well, let's write the whole song and record it with harmonies. And,
yeah, I did like the harmonies on it and stuff.
And, Joyce Boyce, what's up?
Yo,
welcome.
Thank you for raiding in.
It is a terrible, that is a terrible recording. The recording of us doing like the long song. I've never ever played that except the one time on the 100th episode.
Yeah. I don't think we ever played it again.
Part of it is because Tyler came up with the idea of having everybody sing, which was brilliant. And then Fabio did some audio editing on it to make
it
sound even better. But also because ours was so bad.
Yeah.
And so I remember sitting there being like, I bit off way more than I could chew on this.
Yeah.
But we got to do it because the 100th episode's coming up.
Right.
We just did our best in the short time we had.
Yes,
dude.
We did. Nesquik, I don't know why you decided to start Dark Road over. That was a terrible idea.
Oh, no.
But that being said, it is possible that someday the Dark Road song could rise again.
That's
it's possible. SPCat says, my favorite episode has got to be the one with Tatsu and Bio. I was laughing my ass off at work at 3:30 in the morning. I could hardly control myself. The whole episode was hilarious. That was a great time.
Yeah,
that's we did true. Have a great time. That was
kind of impromptu as well.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be just Bio, and then or no, it was supposed to be just Tatsu.
Just Tatsu.
And
yeah.
Then Bio was like, "Can I?" Like Bio often does. Can I come on? And I was like, "Tatsu, you cool?" He's like, "Yeah." And that one was funny.
Yeah.
That's the one where we found out that Bio thinks anybody wearing a hat is a Nazi.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Classic.
Yeah.
Egg of She-Hulk says, none of them Omega Lol. Oh, wait, I'm back 3 hours later to say that the real answer is whichever episode the Richard Epcar clip debuted in, shit was hype.
That's true. Shout out to Korn.
Shout out to Korn, who's not here right now, for using her job to get us a sick clip of Richard Epcar saying our fucking podcast name.
That's true.
And he said it wrong.
And she asked him to redo it.
And she said, hey, actually, you said it wrong. Can you redo it? Which is like... I don't think I'd do that.
No.
I'd be like, okay, thank you, Mr. Epcar.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Epcar, for saying our name not right.
Corinne, true Giga Chad, dude. No one tell her I say that.
Yeah. She's not here, so don't tell her.
She definitely won't listen later.
KH Waterblock says, honestly, that's kind of hard. I only started listening somewhat recently, so I don't think it's possible if you pick one. The one where you guys introduced each other over and over made me laugh a lot recently, so I think I'll go with that one for now, even though it's kind of recent. Hey, recent doesn't mean bad.
Right, right. Recent, hey, hold up.
Recent doesn't...
We still do good things.
Yeah. we're not over our prime.
Maybe.
Orpheus Joshua says, when you first read Kama Sutra Hearts, which is episode number 69.
69, yeah.
Classic episode there.
Dude, that's like... That was so long ago.
Yeah, it seems like it.
It was like... That was like 100 episodes ago.
It was, dude. It's crazy.
Like 100 episodes ago.
It's crazy.
What the hell?
Maybe we'll have to revisit.
There's
Kama
only
Sutra
like 50 weeks in a year, bro.
Right, I know.
Oh my god.
Just finished Dark Road. They managed to make me cry over these chibi characters again. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Really, really, really good. Really good story in Dark Road. Remember Jungle Bitch?
Never,
yeah, I do.
Never forget Filthy Jungle Bitch.
I will never forget Filthy Jungle Bitch. Cheery Theoden says, for personal reasons, episode 122, Who? I had just found the podcast and joined the Discord like the week or so before this episode, and one of the first interactions I had here was some dumbass troll of, I think, Jip, who had accidentally sent half the question and the question of the week suggestions. Having Mike and Jason pick that stupid suggestion, then hearing everyone's off-the-wall answers to such a dumb, open-ended question like, who, really helped me feel more comfortable with trying to interact more and be part of this community. It just showed me how much fun you all have here together, as well as making me realize it's possible to find fan communities that aren't centered around negativity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, even.
LMAO and Sora's 5x5 cock. That shit was so funny. True. True.
Yeah.
Snappy Gaming says, the Tetsuya Nomura interview episode, star power like that really shows that you guys made it to the big time. True.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It was. We were very blessed to have Mr. Nomura on, especially considering what I didn't know that he doesn't do stuff like that often.
Yeah.
I didn't know that when we booked him. You know,
yeah,
it's pretty easy to book him. Honestly, I don't know. Cheese and Quackers, who asked the question in the first place, says, "Cheese and Quackers here." By the way, my favorite episode of the ARP is the first episode I'd ever listened to. Okay, so this has happened to me multiple times recently, where someone says "by the way" and their name. In a text form, like question of the week or in chat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why the fuck did they just do that?
Come on,
I can
bro.
Read.
Come
and
on,
I go,
bro.
Oh, shit. This is the bit.
This is our joke.
It's our joke. I'm just an idiot. The podcast name was Demo Returns. I was sitting in the car on a 12-hour road trip and I was grinding through Union Cross because I had nothing better to do. When I caught up to the final quest, I said, now what? I didn't know what to do after finishing the game. I remember that my family and friends had recently gotten the podcast. I saw the usual podcasts like Joe Rogan.
Okay.
But then I searched up Kingdom Hearts podcast because I had recently played through the games recently, even though I was never really a gamer. And the first option that popped up was the Ansem Report podcast.
You love to see it.
I clicked the newest episode and I was hooked. I was laughing so hard in my car, my family members looked at me with concern and confusion. Anyways, that podcast made a 2 a.m. road trip way more enjoyable. Hearing this. This
that's
is awesome. I know we kind of asked for this. Well, technically, Cheese and Quackers asked for this.
Yes, that's
but
true.
But we went through with it, but, like, that just makes me so fucking happy.
Yes.
Like, that. Oh, shit. Corn's the true Giga Chad. Shh, don't tell. Good clip. Oblivion says, the one with guides and lands. That was a goated episode. We need to have those two back
Yes. On. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Good boys. They're good lads. Good lads.
Maybe soon?
I'm not going to read what Egg said because I don't even understand why he... Egg. Come on, Egg.
I constantly shake my head at Egg. Ah,
that's my favorite Panic at the Disco song. I constantly shake my head at Egg of Dog 7. Trapper John says, any episode with Pat? There's a few to go through, so those are good
Those
episodes.
Those are bangers.
Yep.
Those are bangers.
Hobo-Ju says, the episode featuring Tetsuya Nomura himself... It was really inspirational. He truly felt like the third Super Spaghetti Bro.
Yeah, he might be, he might be the third Spaghetti Bro.
Jip trying to flex on everybody because his first answer is like episode 13.
Okay.
So my favorites off the top of my head are Ranking the Organization, the first time Pat was on, the one with Bio and Tatsu, the FMK, the episode where Jason hosted and you did the Huge If True article.
Okay, yeah.
Episode 100 was a banged, of course, but everyone knew that.
A banged. True.
A banged. Jip knows it was a banged. Pandalove says, and Panda's been going through the episodes. She's almost caught up.
Yeah, she's been binging.
Yes. And she says, I got to say, so far, episode 98. Like, for being real, I'd say episode 100 because it was so wholesome. But since that's a given, feels like a given cop-out answer, I'm going to say episode 98. That's the one with Jewish Rabbi Roxas getting griefed by the Hades card and airport controller Zem the same.
Leaving?
This episode in particular just cracked me up, and I remember thinking to myself, well, this was worth listening to 98 episodes for. So,
imagine... I listened to 98 episodes for this.
So what's crazy is, like, I couldn't even remember airport controller Zem this until she said it. But now, like, I think that's
now I get it.
Funny.
Yeah.
Leaving.
Sometimes
this
we make
his fucking beams of nothingness.
Leaving.
Mailman CEB says, episode 100 was, of course, amazing. Besides that episode, I loved ranking all the Disney characters. Dog shit and Jiminy pedo tears. Smilers.
Yeah.
True.
That was super funny.
DP Grant says, I'd say any of the regular Pat episodes. He's great. Without him, the piss meter episode. The piss meter is a classic bit of lore.
Yeah.
Classic bit of lore. Chene says, I'd say episode 150, but I might be a little bit biased. Though it's the only one I've listened to more than once. Looking forward to my inevitable return to the ARP. Yeah, we would love to have Chaney.
Evil smile.
We gotta go have lunch with Chaney.
That's true.
It's crazy we live so close to Chaney and we haven't hung out with him yet. We're stupid.
That's pretty bullshit, honestly.
Yeah, honestly. Korn says, it's episode 100 for me. That's an episode that will forever have a place in my heart. So wholesome.
Awesome.
That's true, Miss Weinrib. You did make a medal, a Photoshop Rabbi Roxas medal.
Yes. I can literally see it in my head.
It's incredible. Wildcat Diana says, I'm with Korn on this 100. A celebration of Kingdom Hearts, a celebration of the podcast and all the great friends and experiences that came with it. Don't ever let anyone tell you online communities are not real friendships. We are the proof that is not true. Friend is a friend, even inside data.
Data.
Diana, that was wholesome. You almost made me tear up. Oh, shit. Mike, redeemed Mike says things to send this in the middle of the podcast. Here we go.
Control 2.0. This is Zemnis 1. Flight 306 is about to take off. Can I signal leaving? Leaving?
It works even as like a traffic cop.
Yeah.
Leaving? Leaving?
Hey, Doc 7, you're a Cretan.
Vita says, Mickey steps out and Jason steps out.
Bangers.
As we like to call it, the step out duo.
Yep.
The step out chronological.
Yep. Sometimes you just got to step out.
Chronology? I don't know. Also, episode 100 and the live episode with Dark Roads on the way.
Ah, yes.
Genghis Khan says, real quick, because I'm working, episode 100 was goated and the first episode I ever listened to.
Wow.
I can't remember the number, but the question of the week was battle quotes too, and someone's battle quote, probably Billy the Kid, was just mommy. And even though I didn't know the exact context, I instantly knew this was going to be my favorite podcast. Duology. Thank you, Egg. It steps out duology. Sirius Black says, honestly, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it's episode 100. That is until y'all hit episode 200. Then again, episode 100 will always be special. Nothing like your first time, am I right?
Yeah, that's so crazy, dude.
And then finally, Kyrie's Bro, which I'm surprised it took us this long to get this answer.
Yeah, honestly.
I think my favorite episode was probably the Sleeping Realm Theory episode, as it was all new to me, and I really enjoyed deep diving into the topic with you guys. So that those episodes are, like, kind of what got us traction, like, early on. Like,
yeah.
Those were by far our most viewed at the time, and people would say, hey, I'm here from the Sleeping Realm episode. Now, I think that theory has lost a lot of popularity over time.
Yeah, a lot of it's kind of dead.
So now it's debunked, it's definitely not our most popular episodes, but like those were like in the teens, I think. And it was just like it really boosted us, I think.
Yeah.
Just talking about that, which was really cool.
Well, and it's like classic Kingdom Hearts fan shit. You know what I mean? Like just talking about things and going way too deep into them, but just because you love it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Wow, Egg tagged corn.
Egg, Jason, a snitch.
Jason says you're a Giga Chad.
Snitch. Egg, known snitch.
All right, Jason, what's your favorite answer? What's your favorite episode?
Dude, I can't fucking pick a favorite episode, dude.
You can't?
No, I can't, dude.
I mean, the easy answer is episode 100 because that was one of the... That live episode was one of the best days of my life, let alone best podcast episode, because everybody was so nice and cool and... I worked really hard on that, and it was, you know...
My favorite one was probably the one where I got hit with the huge anus, I think, probably. Because that's the only one I've ever listened to. unless we want to talk about the non-canon modcast.
The modcast is pretty good. I do like the modcast a lot.
Those are the only two I've ever listened to.
I still follow some of Tyler's goth mommy tips to this day.
Yeah.
I still do.
The modcast.
The modcast was good. Yeah, it did help us beat the algorithm. That's true. That's true, Diana. So there are a lot of episodes that I really like of this podcast. And what I find is, like, my favorite ones, even though in the moment I don't necessarily like them because they're hard to do, are the ones where we literally have nothing going for us.
And we just make shit happen.
And we make something funny. a couple ideas of that are, like, the dead ass brother.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely pulled that out of our ass. Yeah, I'm gonna be dead ass with you, brother. There's the most recent one I can think of is we had something to read, but it's kind of like whenever we do like a Nomura interview, it's kind of dry, right?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like it's like, okay, he said this and then they said this and then maybe we have something to say about what he said.
Yeah.
But when we did the one where he was on the podcast, that was like an idea we had during filming it.
Yeah.
And we just made it work, and it ended up being pretty funny. The meteor thing's pretty funny, too. I don't remember.
That one is just insane.
Yeah.
Like, that one is proof that we are in a matrix.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there's no way.
Well, I don't think the lore of that, it was even from...
Because you got called from...
Well, we weren't even podcasting, I don't think. I think we were, like, making, like, an episode of something else. But then, like, the lore was there. I like the episode where Jason said there was no way K-Tree would launch without Oathkeeper and Oblivion.
Mm. My favorite one is like the second episode where I sniped that pirates would be in it and that they would do the whole dead man's chest thing. Like, yeah, his heart is in a chest.
I don't think that was a podcast episode because we already knew pirates was going to be in it when we started the podcast. I think that was like we were talking about trailers or something.
Maybe it was like when we were still like playing the games on YouTube.
Something like that. Austin Powers memes. Yeah, that's another one. We were Austin Powers memeing.
Yeah.
But those are my favorite episodes. Because it's just like, I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. I really love doing this podcast. It is one of my favorite things that I do in my life. Even when it's not always easy to go, hey, I want to do this podcast right now. Right. You know, but when we can take like having nothing to talk about or do and turn it into something, that kind of validates me as like creating this content, you know?
Right.
Because like we've said a million times, if we weren't having fun doing this, we wouldn't do it all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. But, and when there's like, hey, there's a new game out or whatever, like that's easy to talk about, right? That's
right.
That's fun. There's nothing like, there's nothing hard about that. It's like, oh, Dark Road just released. We can talk about Dark Road, you know?
Yeah.
But when we don't have anything and I'm able to, and you and I are able to together come up with something that is entertaining, and then I have people going, oh, that was so funny when you guys did the dumb thing where you had to introduce each other. You know, or introduce yourselves like that to me, and people go, oh, that was great, that was funny. It validates what I'm doing because I'm like, oh, like this is dumb. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough in the moment when you're making it to think, oh, this isn't dumb.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, especially because for you, you hear it, you do it, and then you hear it again because you edit
right.
the podcast.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
And so I think that adds another layer of just introspection, I guess. Like. Another time for you to maybe doubt yourself or something, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it does feel really good when there's something that we just come up with and we just have fun with and that you guys respond to and can also enjoy.
Right. Definitely.
And it's just so crazy that it's like we just made so many friends through this and
yeah.
met people literally all over the world from it and like people that like, oh, like, I've watched a million of this person's videos and now I'm friends with them. That's really fucking cool that yeah. I got to meet them and play games with them and shit. You know, like that type of stuff is just really cool.
Right.
And honestly, I feel like super blessed by like just our group of people that we have. Like, our only bad egg is egg. So like,
yeah, it's
our
really cool.
Only bad egg is egg. The bit you did on episode 100 with all the guests was top tier. That was awesome. People thought it was real. The Chick Slam
bit.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
The Chick Slam bit where people thought that, didn't realize
the
that
green
it was
screen.
Recording. That
yeah.
was good.
I was so ready for that, dude. Oh, my God.
Swarl says,
whenever we do anything that we trick you guys into thinking is live and then it's not, yeah. that is one of my favorites, yeah. too.
I love the Spaghetti Bros. Would never have thought I would have some great friends over the internet. I truly think of this Discord as a family with some crazy members in it that I love. You all helped me through this last year more than you know. Swarls, we love you,
true.
Man.
Same.
When Bio rated the 100th episode during the Carbon Sutra Arts, yep.
While I was reading... or no, well, wait, was it when I was reading Carbon Sutra Arts, or
yes.
was it when I was just reading like a...
No.
That was a charity stream or something, right?
It was when Sean made the recap of the 100 episodes, and he concluded Kama Sutra Hearts, and we had already read Kama Sutra Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
And people were mad at Sean. They were like, Sean! He's like, what? You guys all wanted this!
You guys wanted this!
Yep.
That's
that
true.
Was funny.
I remember that.
Oh, and then we griefed him. We were like, Sean!
Yeah. Yeah, the other bio raid is when you were reading the copypasta that Alex made you read as Zigbar. With the massive honkers, the badonkaroos.
Well, I think that was during the charity stream.
No,
right?
That was when you and Tyler, I was like, oh yeah, we'll do a KH2 rando. And then I got home from work and you and Tyler had already started. And I was mad. So then I just sat there playing KH3 while you guys did that. That's what that was. Yeah, they all asked for it, Sean. You're justified. Anyway, we love you guys, and we love doing this. And I know this was Question of Week was kind of a, like a, not a self-serving one, but it's just, I don't know. I just like talking to you guys about stuff.
Yeah.
When do you think we'll see more of Xehanort's mom? Probably never, Egg. She's gone. Also, I don't know why you said, speaking of massive honkers. Did she have massive honkers?
I don't think so, dude.
This question of the week was a ball tickler.
Yeah, like I said earlier, our only bad
our
egg
only
is egg.
Bad egg is egg.
But yeah.
Speak your truth, Egg and Dog 7. That's what I say. Anyway, Jason, what? Actually, you know what? Since it's live, I'm going to ask the chat. Chat, you, I'm pointing at you guys. What should the question of the week be for next week, for episode 18? Lay it on me. We'll take suggestions live. I'm going to finally eat this french fries. Holy shit, I forgot about them. Favorite question of the week answer. Which is best brother, Water Cage Bio or Mike and Jason?
No, and Mike and Jason. Mm. You have to say both.
Yep.
Oh. I didn't get it. I thought it was like you have to choose between water and bio, and then you also have to choose between you and I. I thought that was the question.
Best and worst character in Cage, in your opinion, and why?
Okay.
What song parody should the Super Spaghetti Bros do for Missing Link? What's the worst joke you've seen in this chat made about Cage? What animals could you beat? Like, we're just supposed to list them? I'm just supposed to list every animal I can beat in a fight?
It'd
be a long list. I showed that bat who was boss the other day.
Yeah.
You guys failed. You did not come up. You guys did not come up with a question of the week. You guys have failed. You should all be ashamed. On Dark Road Day, no less. You guys should all be ashamed. Because we're going to go with...
Rest in peace, Dark Road.
Twirls, you just said Kakarot at me, dude. I don't know what that is. Yeah, I know what it is, Twirls. That's not like a Kingdom Hearts question, Twirls. Or even a podcast question. No, I'm just kidding. You guys didn't fail. I just found one I like better, so I guess you kind of feel good.
Yeah, you guys failed. You drank fizzy lifting drinks. You get nothing.
Kind of a spooky
good day,
one.
Sir.
But if there was to be a Square Enix specific world in the Kingdom Hearts game, which Square Enix game would you want it to be? Don't just say Final Fantasy. Pick a specific one, you cowards.
True.
True. So that's going to be a question of week next week. One last thing. Tomorrow... For one, this will be posting tomorrow. And Water Cage said submit the audio with it. Oh, you have to sing the song? No way. Elbow Juice is typing one right now. So, tomorrow, I don't know if you guys heard about this. Elbow Juice says, we now know Ephemer canonically fucks. Who do you else think Fox. We're not doing that either. Tomorrow, Jason here, co-host of the Anson Report podcast.
Jason here. Yeah.
I'm pointing at Jason.
Yeah, but you're saying Jason here.
Jason
the audio
there.
Listeners are confused.
Jason there.
Yeah.
And our good friend Sean_AFK are debuting
their
new podcast, Second Breakfast.
What?
It is a podcast about the new Lord of the Rings show, Rings of Power.
Yes.
First episode will be kind of just an introductory episode because the show's not
it's
out
the
yet.
Episode zero.
Episode zero, if you will. It will be posting tomorrow on a anchor link, right, Sean? And then I have to put visuals to it. I don't know if that's going to be done tomorrow or not. But it will,
It
will be on YouTube eventually, but it will definitely be on anchor tomorrow. Sean, do you have a link for that yet so people can follow it?
But yeah, basically what we'll be doing is just kind of going over what the show's going to be, a little bit of, like, talking about some of the trailers and stuff, and kind of doing a lot of, like, what we do on here where we're, like, speculating about stuff, having theories of stuff, and just a lot of rambling about Lord of the Rings, and you don't really need to know anything about Lord of the Rings either, because it's kind of like a fresh slate, and yeah, so...
Elevensies.
Consider checking it out.
Elevensies is the Patreon bonus podcast where I just eat food on microphone. So it's every other podcast we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean will post it in Discord when it's ready, but yeah, be on the lookout for that because this is Jason's first podcast without
me.
That's true.
And it's very exciting. Yeah, make sure to read the whole Silmarillion first. The Silmarillion. Someone. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Answer Report Podcast Live! Thank you so much for joining us all day, guys, for this dark road journey. This long, dark road. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. This is actually the last three streams we've done have been just bonkers.
Yeah, you guys have been so awesome.
And we appreciate it. But let's end the podcast. Jason, hit him with it.
May your hearts be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now fuck off.